If you're new on the journey of evolution or a spiritual awakening, then you might wonder, where should you start from? And I think the best place to start from would be self-awareness. Now, that's something that gets thrown around a lot. And you might wonder, okay, what exactly is self-awareness and how do you begin to become self-aware? This is very important to know because, quite frankly, you can't grow or evolve spiritually if you're not aware of yourself. So the first place to look for or to look at when you are beginning your spiritual journey, spiritual awakening, spiritual evolution is self-awareness. And the first place to start with self-awareness is psychology. There's a lot to talk about when it comes to self-awareness and when it comes to psychology. Psychology is very interesting and is the best place to start your self-awareness journey, especially if you're someone that isn't necessarily spiritual or religious. These are like just concrete ways, right? Concrete ways to sort of help us look at ourselves as a blueprint, understand that blueprint. And when you know you can see this picture in mind, when things are happening around you and within you, it's easier to locate what's going on, right? Because you have the blueprint. So you might want to think of it this way. It's sort of like there's you and then there's everything going on. But most times we're on autopilot, so we're just moving through these things. So when we have situations around us and we have situations within us where we're not really sure what to do and we're not really taught to pay attention to what is going within and notice how that is mirrored to what is going outside of us, because whether you realize it or not, there's a correlation. So why do I say start with psychology? Because as I've said in other spaces on my Instagram and in previous episodes of this podcast, we are Trinity. We are body, mind, and soul. But the world we live in, the society we live in, has taught us to be mostly in our body and our mind. And there's a block where we're supposed to be in our spirit. So if you're looking for a way to easily access the spirit, you have to start with where you are. And part of that is being in the mind and the body. And psychology helps navigate that mind and body space. So there's a lot to help with understanding yourself. I've always been interested in psychology, but out of all the topics in psychology, by far my favorite and the one that intrigued me the most was personality. I've always loved to understand myself, understand other people. And honestly, it's amazing because this is part of the reason I'm here talking to you, right? It's a journey that I had to go through, which is why I can tell you my experience, talk to you about my understanding of it and how it can help you navigate where you're at. So psychology is really interesting. And it is so because we really get to understand the inner workings of what's going on. And it's important, right? Like I said earlier, most of the time we're on autopilot. And if you're on autopilot, you're not really in charge of energy, of your energy. You're not in charge of this important magic within you. Your free will, your energy, these are some of the most important things that we have as human beings. These are part of the things that make us so powerful. So when you're not aware of it, you're letting other people, other forces be in control of it. And this often leads us to a life that is directionless, unfulfilled, unsatisfied, unhappy, bitter, resentful. And the reason these types of emotions come up is because innately we know that we are wired for more. We're made for more. That's why, you know, you find people bitter and unhappy and angry at themselves, because whether nobody ever tells them in this life, they already know that there's more within them, right? There's such infinite potential. And it's hard not to be angry at yourself when you know your potential is infinite and you've done nothing with it. You've let other people take control of your time and your energy. It's unfortunate, but that's the space most of us are in. Psychology helps shine a light on that, helps shine a light on who you are. And once you begin to understand yourself, you also begin to notice patterns. And when you begin to notice these patterns, you can then also understand other people and understand their patterns. So it's really a win-win situation, right? Like, it's something that you start doing for yourself, but the side effects will just naturally reach everybody else. And when you begin to understand yourself, you begin to give yourself more grace, you begin to give yourself more love, and naturally you see yourself reflected in another person. Because when you're able to see, oh, this is why I think the way I do, this is why I'm acting the way I act, when someone else does something, you don't just get angry or upset or whatever. You then think, okay, the same way that this is the way I am and this is the reason I'm acting the way I'm acting, your mind automatically then goes to, oh, this person is acting this way because of XYZ, or they are thinking this way because what. Like, it's a beautiful way, and it also helps us see how much we're connected. Right? Everything that has been created is connected. It's so beautiful to see. So that's one of the things that being self-aware also does. It helps you see the connection, and it's just beautiful, because there's this duality. Like, you see yourself and you see everybody else. So that's so powerful, and it helps really cement us in love and in power and in sound mind as well. I need you to understand the importance of self-awareness. You cannot have a spiritual awakening. You cannot evolve without some level of awareness. This is very important to understand. You have to also keep in mind that self-awareness will lead to other awareness. So your eyes begin to open and you see that you're not just you, you're everybody else. So oftentimes when we begin to be self-aware and when we begin to be aware of others on our journey of self-awareness, it can get very overwhelming. That connectedness that I just talked about, it sounds so beautiful, and truly it is magnificent. But when, you know, it's the start of your journey, it can really be overwhelming. And oftentimes that will lead you to getting stuck, right? Because it's just a lot of energy. And because it's new energy, it can be destabilizing and hard to handle. And oftentimes when things are overwhelming or destabilizing, we get paralyzed. We stay in one place. But that's not something to be afraid of. Fear is not going to serve you here. It's something that when you realize, okay, I seem to be stuck in this space, in this mentality, in this energy, what do you do when you're stuck? You first of all choose to be unstuck. Now, this sounds really simple, but I have an article on Medium where I go in depth into it, so it will be in the show notes. Just check that out. The first step to getting unstuck is going back to the basics. Go back to the basics. That's how to get moving again. And where are the basics? Self-awareness. Yes, you go back there. One of the ways to really practice self-awareness, like I said, is starting with psychology. So let's give a short definition of self-awareness. Obviously, self-awareness is being aware of yourself. But deeper than that, it is being conscious and present of the moment you are in as you are in it. Now, that might sound simple, but how often are we just doing things? How often do we just wake up and just, you know, get on our phones and go and have a bath and do this and do that. Or in our relationships, we were so used to whoever we're with that we don't really care as deeply. We just go through the motions. It's very easy to not be self-aware, and it's not entirely one's fault, but it is also your responsibility to say, okay, I am a body, I am a mind, and I'm a soul, and this is where I'm at right now. Of what significance is this to me? What can I learn? Do I need to act? Do I need to rest? So there are so many questions you can ask yourself if you just decide to be in that space. And what are the merits of self-awareness? Well, for one thing, when you are self-aware, you're able to easily navigate situations. You're able to navigate truly anything that comes your way, whether it is an internal thing happening within you, whether it is a situation happening outside of you, you are able to navigate it. In one of the other episodes, I talked about how oftentimes it's like we're in a video game. And if you're a video game character, you can't be trying to figure out, okay, what's going to happen in level one? What's going to happen in level two? It's a game, right? You don't know what's going to happen. There are going to be obstacles that are coming your way that you need to defeat. You can't control those situations. You can't control other characters in the game. So what do? You take a look at your own character. You say, okay, this is the character I'm playing in this video game. What strengths does this character have? What weaknesses does this character have? What gifts does this character have? What kind of things do they like? What do they have an affinity for? What is useful for this character? What is useless for this character? That way, when any situation comes your way, you use all the tools that you already have to navigate them. So it's not about trying to figure out what is happening with other places, people, and situations. It is knowing that whatever happens with those people and those places and those situations, you already know that you are guided innately, and you would be able to navigate those things through the arsenal that you already possess. And this is hard to do. It's hard to navigate circumstances when you're not self-aware, because you don't know what you can do. You don't know the powers you have. You don't know what is in your arsenal. So how are you going to use it if you don't even know it? This is the power of self-awareness. So I could give, other reasons, but to me, this is really the most important part. It's so powerful to be able to say, no matter what, I'll be fine. To know that life is happening for you, not to you. So since it is happening for you, you already have everything you need to take it to whatever needs to be taken to. You already have everything you need to deal with what comes your way, right? The Bible talks about how nobody is given more than they can chew. And this can be controversial, but there's a belief that before we are born, we choose the circumstances that we are born into. And this can be very difficult to comprehend, because it's like, why would I choose suffering? Why would I choose like a hard life? Everybody would choose to be a millionaire and, you know, doing amazing things and just being awesome. But keep in mind that you can't really use like your body and mind to understand this, because this is a soul thing, right? Every soul has a purpose, and part of that purpose is to evolve and learn. Remember, souls are eternal, so there's a lot of time to just become better and better. But that's beside the point. Let's go back. Now that we sort of understand the main purpose of self-awareness and why it is so powerful, let's go back to some of the psychological tools that you use for self-awareness. These tools, the most important would be the psychology of personality. And you can start this in different places. the simplest place to start from would be doing research. And I'm not going to go too in-depth about this, about any of the things I speak about in this episode, maybe in subsequent episodes, but just do your research. All it takes is a Google search, right? The easiest place to start with is one that we're most familiar with, which is introversion and extroversion, right? I think even if you're not interested in psychology, this is something that most people have heard of. So if you can identify, okay, you're an introvert, you're an extrovert, or you're an ambivert, which is you're in the middle of introversion and extroversion. If you're able to identify that, that's one step forward, right? You've already identified a huge piece of who you are and how you function. Now, before we go deeper into this, I want to just highlight some arguments against personality types and other spiritual blueprints. So some people have the argument that personality typing is not 100% accurate. And to those people, I say, duh. It's not supposed to be 100% accurate. Remember that as human beings, one of the greatest things that we've been given is free will. We're dynamic. So just because, you know, a test says this doesn't mean that that's the box that you have to stay inside. It doesn't mean you can't change. It doesn't mean you can't evolve. No, this is just to highlight a blueprint and then you have to do the rest of the highlighting for yourself. Also, keep in mind that science is behind spirituality. Like, science is always 10 steps backwards. Things that spiritual people and teachings have always taught, from the Bible to Hindus to Buddhists to whatever it is, things that these philosophies and these teachings have always taught, that's what science tends to pick up on, like, you know, much later. But anyway, that's beside the point. So, to those people, I actually really say, duh, we have free will. We're dynamic. We're not meant to be put in a box. It's a guide. You know, it's not something to put all your money on and say, if this is not me, then I die. No, don't kill yourself, bro. Don't. It's just a guide. So, with that, just take what resonates and leave what doesn't. Nobody is saying because you take a personality test and it says you're XYZ, then you now have to start being XYZ. No. You say, okay, what about this is true in me, right? And that's part of the purpose of a personality test, to help you highlight these things. And when you're able to highlight these things, then you're also then able to highlight other things that the test doesn't, because you know yourself, you just haven't explored yourself most of the time. So another issue that people have with personality typing and spiritual blueprints is that they are fanatics. In almost everything in this world, there are people who will be fanatics or who will be dogmatic about it. So you'd find people saying that you have to do this one, or it has to be like this, or you have to follow this. And the problem with that is that even though they might be coming from a place of trying to bring out understanding, the problem is that they're focused on the tool. They're overly focused on the tool. So it's like, instead of focusing on the intention behind the tool, they're focused on the tool itself. And this is something that we see in religion. People are more focused on, are you following the laws of Christianity? Are you following the laws of Islam? Rather than, where is this person's heart? Where is this person's soul? Where are they on their journey? How can we help with that journey? So that's just something to keep in mind. And like I said earlier, just keep in mind that science is not perfect. So these personality typing tools that I'm going to share, they're not perfect. These are the structures of human beings. So it is not something to, like I said, it's not something to kill yourself over. It is something to use as a guide, use with wisdom, and, you know, just find a way for it to work for you, because that's all it is. It's a tool. So find how to use this tool for yourself. And more than the tool, what self-awareness does is that it helps you connect to your intuition, and that's what will never lead you astray, right? You can never go wrong with your intuition, with your gut feeling, with your third eye knowing. That's always going to lead you on the right path. Okay, so what are these personality typing tools that I like? I have three fantastic types, but I'm only going to talk about it briefly. Like I said, this is for you to go out there and do your own research. So three psychology typings or three psychology tools that you can use to really see the blueprint of how you work and how your mind works and how you can be aware of it is MBTI, that is the Myers-Briggs type indicator, and temperaments, and then DISCs. So MBTI, this is one of the most popular and most accurate tools there is. And there's a whole lot to it, but it basically measures certain characteristics like your introversion and extroversion, perception, judging, sensitivity, openness. And it uses all these measures to really just show you how you perceive the world and how you respond to the world. So this is very important, right? And because these tests take into account the answers that you put into it, it's something that is very interesting to see, because you then get to say, oh, okay, this is true about me. I can see times where I've done that. So you're able to look into hindsight and notice these patterns that you were unaware of. And the power of it is because you are now able to see that these are indeed patterns. When you are in the middle of doing something or after you've done something, you can then just take a pause and say, oh, this is one of my patterns. And the beautiful thing about noticing your patterns is that you can then decipher, are these patterns serving me? Are these patterns not serving me? So when you identify whether they are serving you or not, you know what patterns to keep, and then you know what patterns to begin to work on. Now, a very important note here, when you begin to notice the patterns that are not serving you, the most important thing to know is that you have to give yourself grace. You have to give yourself grace. Most times we want to be perfect, but it's impossible. It is impossible. Please don't try. It is impossible. You can only just try and become better every day. You can't become perfect. So give yourself grace when you find out that, oh, you're not perfect. Give yourself grace when you find out, man, I have serious issues. Give yourself grace when you see this thing is not serving me and I keep on doing it. Give yourself grace. And if you go to read the article I suggested you read on my Medium earlier, you see that part of being unstuck is making the choice to be unstuck. And after you've made that choice, you have to keep choosing that choice every day. So you need to practice implementing that choice. Oftentimes we feel like, okay, I've made a choice to become a better me. And then the next day you go and do something dumb, you go and do something stupid, you go and do something harmful. And then you're like, damn, maybe this is not meant for me. Maybe I should just quit. No, give yourself grace. Give yourself grace. This is a pattern that you're changing. Do you know what a pattern means? Do you know what it means to change it? That's literally a rechanneling of your energies. And that's going to take time. So practice it. Give yourself the grace to practice what you choose. It's very important. So don't forget that. And then the disc type is, it also does the same thing as well as the temperament. And I don't even need to get into it because these are really the same modalities, right? Just in different ways, or rather they're the same thing in different modalities. So they're just different ways of perceiving the same thing. These personality types are different ways of perceiving your blueprint. So once you've gone through these things and you begin to understand them, truly just take your time. Because I'm not going to lie, this is a lot. This is a lot, which is why I didn't want to go into it in this episode, because it would take me time to talk about each personality type, and it's something that I could go on for hours. I've had years to study these things, so I could really talk about it for so long. But if you are just starting, I would say just go and do some topical research on it. Just go and do the test, and Google is your friend, guys. Like, just do a Google search for MBTI test, DISC test, temperament test, and you'll find these things. They will come up online and you can do the test and see what it says and put the things that I've said into practice. Notice these things, check out where your patterns are, make the choice to choose different, and give yourself grace as you practice that choice, right? So that's very powerful. Like I said, it's a lot to go through. And I'd love to know if you'd want me to go more in depth into these things, or if you're fine just doing your own research. And these are the psychological aspects, like I said. So when you've really gotten the core of this down, you can then move into more spiritual blueprints. And for that, I would recommend astrology. I would recommend human design, and I would recommend gene keys. So like I said, these things are a lot to study. I say that, oh, I've been studying them for years, but truly I'm not done studying them. And another thing is that I don't encourage you to learn everything at once, because like I said, it is a lot. You will find a lot of resources, a lot of literature on these different subjects. And by all means, if there's anything that, you know, you don't necessarily agree with, you know, you have questions about, do research. Research is such a powerful tool, guys. Do research. Also, ask your intuition. That's another powerful tool, one that is even more powerful than research, if you ask me. But yeah, I would advise doing research on the areas that you feel more drawn to, the ones that you feel more called to. Or enlist the help of professionals. I'm not a professional psychologist, so you can enlist the help of a professional psychologist, psychiatrist, or an astrologer if you start to move into the more esoteric side of things. And another important note, don't get caught up in these things. Sometimes when we're on the path to self-awareness, our ego comes in and is like, okay, you're learning these things, so you have to be the best. That's why earlier on I said, remember to give yourself grace. But more importantly, remember to not get caught up in it. So don't be overly focused on the tool. That is how people become fanatics and truly lose sight of the magic. So don't become a fanatic. If you see that you are beginning to obsess about these different types, obsess about these blueprints, take a breath, right? Take a breath. Go back to the basics. Go back to just trying to be aware. And start there. Start with taking a deep breath. Start with asking yourself why you're being so hooked on these things, why you're overly focused on these things. Are you ignoring anything else? Is this hyper-focusing serving you, or is it not serving you? That's one great way to gauge whatever you're doing. Is this serving me? Is this not serving me? Is this productive or is this unproductive? Is this healthy or is this unhealthy? These are good questions to ask yourself and truly find balance as you go on this wonderful, exciting, confusing, scary, magnificent road of self-awareness and self-discovery. As always, I hope this has been helpful for you. I'm over here and from my window I see a beautiful sunset, so I know the rest of my evening is going to go fabulous, and I want to just send you some of that energy, some of that beautiful setting sun energy just straight into your heart. Have an awesome day, and I hope that the lessons that are in this message for you really go deep into your core, rest there, and begin to germinate. Till next time, bye.